A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 18th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about voter registration, which began in earnest today.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about voter registration ahead of the 2018 elections.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, has started the biometric voter registration program in 63 districts around the country. The PVR is expected to create a new electronic voters' roll in preparation for next year's harmonized election.
President Robert Mugabe has already issued a proclamation under Section 36A requiring all people, even those who are already registered as voters, to register on the new voters' roll. This new roll will entirely replace the existing roll, which will no longer be used and will cease to be valid. The BVR is expected to go a gear up next month when the remaining 2,600 BVR kits are expected to arrive from China. ZEC has taken delivery of only 400 kits so far. But the opposition MDC is already challenging the registration exercise, saying ZEC is ill-prepared to conduct this exercise.
What are your views on this issue? If you want to join us right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Ye, kulaba wasan kusixuma zulu kandaba lamda sixoxa ngakhona ukuthi abantu sebeqalisile ukubhalisa kuloko kuthiwa i-voters roll. Sizwile ke ukuthi kobulawa khona ngale kwenzakele namhlanje kwenzakala ngeviki ephelileyo eharali lapho kwakusungulwa khona uhlelo lolu. So ke egwanda khona ngale lakho sizwe kuthiwa luqalisile uhlelo lolu. Kutwa bantu bebebiswela ngkhaya kutwa bezedinga lokho kutwa i proof of residence. So asixoxeni sizukuthi siyangaphi ngodaba lolu ukuze sibe kwazi ukuthi nxa uvote usiya ubhalisa wenzani kunjalo ke futhi
onguka Gibbs nasi trauti tinge tichitarisa nezve chirongwa chekunyoresa vavoti chatanga nasi asi bato rinopikisa MDC riri kuti harisi kufara nemaitirwo ari kuitwa chirongwa ichochi saka tichanzwa kubva kune munyori mukuru vebato irori vaDouglas Monzora kuti zviri kufamba wani asi vanhu vatanga kunyoresa kune dzimwe nzvimbo mishina yacho kana kuti maofisi acho ezek anenge anonoka kuvhura vamwe vavhura kuma 10 vamwe kuma 9 asi kune dzimwewo nzvimbo muHarare vari kunzwo vakurumidza vamwe vanga vachinzi vari kudzorerwawo kumba nezvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is MDCT Secretary General, Mr. Douglas Monzora. Mr. Monzora, good evening.
Good evening, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Monzora, for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away. Of course, Mr. Monzora was in court today.
So what happened in court, Mr. Monzora? We are told that you are actually pursuing this matter in court concerning the voters' registration.
Yes, the matter was postponed to Thursday to enable President Mugabe's lawyers to prepare. In fact, when the message was served at the president's offices, The receptionist refused to give their names. So the lawyer says she was unable to locate the papers. We are very, very patient. We appealed through our advocate, our counsel advocate, Martin Enger, that the matter could be postponed to Thursday because we are determined to see justice in this matter. We don't want to take anybody by surprise. We want the justice to be done, and therefore we will call to allow the president to have time to consider this matter. The matter was postponed to Thursday. But we are saying to the people of Zimbabwe that although we are fighting this case in court, people must still go and register even as of now. People must not wait for the outcome of the court case. People must not wait for the fights that are in court and outside court. People must go and register in those places where registration is taking place. We are going to court for five reasons. The first one is that there are no biometric voter registration kits. What happened is that only 400 out of 3,200 kits have...
I think maybe it's...
Hello, Mr. Monzora? I will try to call him back, but of course he was talking about why they are challenging Zek and the president in court. I think we have our second guest, Gibbs, that is Mr. Fortune Mlalazi of the People's Democratic Party. Mr. Mlalazi, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Now, Mr. Mlalazi, what is your take on this, what is happening now that, of course, Zek has started this program, although some opposition parties are arguing that it is ill-prepared because it does not have all the required kits to embark on a nationwide voter registration exercise?
Yeah, if you remember, this is not a new issue about Zek. We have always maintained, even before 2013, that Zek is pathetic. Zek and ZANU-PF cannot run an election. They are always not prepared. But to a larger extent, we are then tempted to think that this is deliberate. For them, you know, a whole... a 90-something-year-old president announcing that you will have voter registration when they know very well that they've got around 400 kids that are inadequate for the people of Zimbabwe, and they announce that they want to register more than 7 million voters. So this is totally criminal, and it cannot be accepted. Unfortunately, we as the opposition, I think we are complacent. We telling our supporters to go and register. I think a big action must be taken against Zek. We have been patient for a long time. So this is criminal of Zek, and this is deliberate, because how do you explain that, for instance, in Gweru, my grandmother, who is in Lower Gwelo, must travel 34 kilometers to go and register? It is unacceptable. Therefore, we as the People's Democratic Party view this as a criminal, if not a highly treasonous. So Zek and ZANU-PF are deliberately playing their games again.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. I think Mr. Monzora is back. Mr. Monzora? Mr. Monzora?
Sorry, I don't know what happened, but I do agree with the last speaker that the acts by Zek show that it is not acting in good faith. There is an important machine where the data must be stored called the server. And we agreed as political parties and Zek that these servers will be procured via a tender system. Up to now, we have no knowledge of those servers being procured. They have not been procured. So where is the information that is being taken being stored? Is it being stored in KG6? Is it being stored at CIO headquarters or what? The thing is that we needed to agree with Zek on the more than 10,000 voter registration centers. Right now, published 63 out of more than 10,000. That's where the criminality that the gentleman was talking about comes from. This is cheating the people of Zimbabwe. Further, we all know that there is a program where people are being given documents, and this program affects certain communities more than others. We all know the problem of documentation in Matabeleland South, Matabeleland North, and the lower Gweru areas because of the history, because of the Bukurahundi. So the people are still not yet getting the ID cards. We have not procured the identity cards and voter registration kicks off. So this is unfair. What we are saying is that the rules of the game must allow for fairness, must allow for transparency. And we have seen the documents from ZEC where they are obviously lying, that they have procured a server via a transparent system. They have not done such a thing because I sit in a committee called the High Level Platform, which is a committee of political parties and ZEC. And ZEC has been telling us and promising us these things. We agreed with ZEC that voter registration must start in October when everything is in place.
Mm-hmm. But the last time I talked to Justice Makarau, the ZEC chairperson, she was saying that the servers they have, but they are being assisted by the United Nations to merely upgrade them.
Well, what is important is that the server must be procured in a certain way. Mm-hmm. It must be secured, bought in a certain way. And we agreed that the server will be bought through a tender system by the United Nations. Mm-hmm. This, to our knowledge, has not happened. She talks of a server that she has. Where did she get it from? And we want to see where are the tender documents, where is the advertisement for those servers. Zimbabweans who are able to supply or other business people who are able to supply those tenders, those things are waiting for the tender. Why was it procured, if it was procured, in such a clandestine manner? Political parties must have been told and must have been allowed to inspect the server. Make sure that the server is not preloaded with information. That was not done, and it is criminal.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs?
Just one line before anything else, Mr. Monzora. Do you trust the courts? You know, you still remember that you have got several court cases that you actually sent to the courts following elections. I think it was 2008 and maybe 2013 again. But do you trust the courts right now that they are going to make some kind of good ruling in your favor?
Whether we trust the courts or not, we shall keep on knocking at their doors. They are going to have to dispense justice. The fact that the courts have been unjust in the past, they've been unfair in the past, is no good excuse why we not keep on testing them. So we are not only doing the courts. We are going to the courts. We will go into the streets. We have, in some times, pursued dialogue with ZEC. But we see that we are dealing with an organization that is an extension of the executive. Although Justice Makarau always wants to say that they are independent, they are not independent. They are controlled by the executive. And what they've just done shows that Justice Makarau knows that ZEC is not ready. Everybody who has sat in that committee knows that ZEC is not yet ready. And she has now gone along with the proclamation by the president because it's coming from ZANU-PF, and that's unfair.
Thank you so much, Mr. Manzola. Sisitatike ubaba unkomo, usikungwane, baba unkomo, kunjani?
Ndiyabulela.
Hayi, mbijana, phosa yakho ubaba khona basizwe.
Ye sesiregista vutha uyazima siregista ngikhumbula ngo-1980 abantu abaningi abaregistanga ngo-1980 abantu abaningi abavotanga ngo-1980 abantu abaningi babengalama-ID ngo-1980 ama-opposition kufuze ekunanzelele khona lokhu and this telling last of my opposition, no matter when the local college Nabanga Banganga, still a forgettable of free, they corner e opposition. I'm opposed party in our field, no matter our opposition, the support and a pain. When they would scope Izan on 1980. Even Yako in the criminal again envelope, even your first coming sake to 1980s vote. She won 83, so we'll allow band to a cook around. Everything, 87 to a gate, especially is coming zagate. As he said, this Nabaya and Agassila Lu, Tavanto and Abasu, Pegaman and Sebelu Pere, Mutualema Kaima Reserva, Seven, Zaman Sebelama 40. Abalama 40 comes, I get a seven, if bring a Zanga Basagani, from all the 40 years, who has a seven. And Muso Zan, or Wako Papa in Dugu for so petty. In Tela, they were opposing very careful. A tattoo in numbers about Avanga Purangama IDs and Lavanga Registang, Ababi Sebe rejected for no reason. Avant Bengabe Zimbabwe. The compiling number, they went to the mass if it is given. Lengesi pete on paper uthi sile number engaka e reject ngamasibomo ngoba bazofaka lapha bakwazi khona izano iyaropa abantu ifaka ukudla ifaka ukuyigqoka laba ugqokayo bese bevota bevotela isigqoko bekhohle ukuthi isigqoko lezana somali angake belalekiso into ezaba zilamapikitha njengasinto abantu abangasincedinga lutho ababulala abantu ezigabeni zakithi. Yikho futhi abantu bakithi ba-advise ngakho abasebenzi bayahlupheka lalibona abathi basimele from 1980. I'm very sorry bantu bemathebelele and Midland, nimele into ezingekhoyo phambi kwenu. Yisikhathi sokuthi lihloniphe labana abantu ababula izanu ngo-1983 ngegugrondo sifakele i-curfew sibizwa ama-distance ukuthi wayesingasapoti izanu ukuthi sivote out umonzoro umtshele lapho yena le nto engitshoyo nemake sure ukuthi abantu abangavotanga babhalwa phansi abanganikezwanga ama-ID especially abantwana lababulawela igugrawundo ngo-1983 ezanu 50 brigade. Omunye wayisurvivayo nge-inki ngiyayazi lagamangimakonke ngiyakwazi abantu bakithi asilalida umuntu okuzanu vela ngimbala ukuthi kumele isigaba sakithi baba. Lama abanye siyababona bagcila udabengwa lapha udabenga u-right ngoba watrayina
ngiyo
elikakuphumphuthwa lesibomo siyakwazi ukuthi udabenga owalwa ngifona abanye bamblema abasithengisayo njengento ezingekhoyo
enkomoaugrant
udabenga ebotshiwe. So ba-advise ukuthi bengafelithi lapho kulama-opposition khona and becompile amanumber abantu abangarejistanga abangalama-I D.
Yes, sesizwile baba Nkomo, siyabonga kakhulu Nkomo, siyabonga.
Ngiyabonga.
Yes, bangile kakhulu lo ngubaba Nkomo. So you were saying that the opposition should actually take the take down notes. Whenever somebody walks into a registration center, if that person is turned away, take down the notes and say because of this and that. And those that have no IDs. He says this will help when it comes to the election proper. Yes.
Mr. Mlalazi, you seem not to be a fan of this court case. What should be done? What should the opposition do? You are a member of the PDP yourself. What is the way forward?
Okay, probably where I should start is to advise those of our friends like Monzora that Rita Makarau, Joyce Kazembe, and other commissioners are criminals and they must go.
Mr. Mlalazi, we wouldn't want to call people names. I think we might agree to disagree, but if they are not here to defend themselves, I think let's just stick to facts and not attack anybody. Thank you so much.
Yeah, probably the reason why we are saying so is that people's lives have been stolen. People's elections have been stolen. Hence, we are taking such a stand. But however, I was still trying to say we need to advise those that have sat with those people and agreed on certain processes that you cannot sit with those individuals and agree on anything because they are not a straight people that will give you a proper a process in terms of election. Therefore, what we need to do, we have come to a point where we need to confront ZEC head on. There are no two ways about it. It's either we confront them or they are removed, then we can have a credible election in Zimbabwe, an election that will not be contested, an election where losers will accept. And in this case, losers such as ZANU-PF will be beaten hands down and accept. But that will not happen as long as we have those individuals that we call commissioners that are at ZEC, that we know clearly that are ZANU-PF members. As long as we have staff members that are there at ZEC, whom we know that they are coming from the president's office. So those are the things that we need to set out before we even talk about election dates. We need to clean ZEC, and it must be an institution that is independent and credible.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Monzora, what will be your response to that?
Well, I agree with him. I agree with him that...
Unfortunately, we got cut off. Asi tinemwe muterere ari kubindura. To we'll try to connect with Mr. Monzora again. Tina vamakuni. Vamakuni magadi.
Tirinani magadi zeniko.
Aiwa, tirinani. Mukati uzioto zanga zifamba sie kubindura. Maya yedza ere kuenda kununyoresa.
Inindu kufunga kari rindi chaenda. But as long as it is in a battle, no zizek. My results are obvious. Because ZEC has been on the forefront of my elections. ZEC Mwano is ZANU-PF. It's known that Mwano is ZANU-PF. Chaka, Mwano is ZANU-PF. Kuregister tino register. Mruona yes, nezgubi chwa nonzi ma interface rada ya asina kana agenda ye youth. But impapo paruku zikano wati wafana iwa wandova ni jitupa zi plastic. Kata ita contradiction na RG, Register General Agidi, jitupa zi simbi, azizo indirana ne BVR and so on. Muswaku vote, mchazo ondwa wati zi simda azi vote. My youth, I'm a plastic. I'm a machine. Yes, yes, but Rita Makarau is actually a relative yeah, president when you came. And you trust him here to head my elections. We go there to pass as a Buddha free and fair elections. It's almost nonsense. I'm not no Buddha.
I want not end as Kuruwa Makuni, Nekupinda Mchirongwa Chedu.
Attent.
Okay. Manzwa from Makuni is actually saying that he does not trust that ZEC will run a credible election, and then he also claims that Makarau is related to President Muga. I don't know about that. I don't know. Gibbs.
Yeah, so Swan again, slow mnumzano lunga. The slow babalunga, babalunga, unjan.
Unjan.
I'm pretty cool, unjan, gunapokon.
Hi, I'm about right. When I'm a casa, be abandoned.
Yeah, Agucho babalunga. Nankuke, Upalisu vota, Amanyaba, Ochoa. Abanye sebesiya emakhoti kwemthetho wandaba bese sithi koloko kwenziwa iZEC ungani akukondanga wena ume ngapi la
ya kusho ukuthi lapha inkinga khona ikulana kuma proof of residence uthole ukuthi mabe abantu abaze nama proof of residence ukuya alisa ukuvota abantu abafana nabantu abahleli emakhaya le emagwisini nje yekudeni nje ungana la ungathola khona ukuthi ubhalelwa ngumuntu incwadi ngibe ngomshini mhlawumbe. Baza watata la ma proof of residence. Eli ma uibhekisisa nje indaba yakhona. Ukuze uthole isithupha, kufanele kube nobufakazi bokuthi ungowangazi. Ube nabantu abakufakazelayo ukuthi ungumuntu owendaweni ethile siyamazi, mhlawumbe sebhuke sendaweni ethile. Leyo nto ngiyakhola ukuthi uma kuyiwa ngathi kuma kuyokuyorejista laphana, igama lakho liyaphuma lapha kumakhompyutha ukuthi vele ungumuntu owendaweni ethile. So, basi ba yini ukuthi bethathele khona lapho nje kuloko abakuthola ku computer. than ukuthi bethi bona umuntu ufanele ebe le proof of residence yala wasala khona manje singathi nje silinganise ngokuthi ugcekeze kumbe uone something kutholakale nje imininingo yakho noma ama fingerprints ukuthi ugcekeze kwabulawayo ungowasemakhaya aku angibona ukuthi sabavimba ukuthi bangazibophi mangabe kufanele kubophi bazokubamba kuphela belandelela imininingwane yakho wayibhalisa for umuntu istati lesi lapho waqala khona nje ukuthi uyothatha i-birth certificate wabhaliswa sibani bani nabo sibani bani esigabeni esithile so lana ngibona ngathi yindlela nje iyokureject abanye nabanye nje kuyabe kusazakala ukuthi mhlawumbe ngeke bevotele iqembu elibuzayo and then sizozalana kuma-opposition ama-opposition akithi nje iningi lawo nje siwazabe kuphuma lapha emsakazweni selokhu-ke kukhala ngokuthi sifuna ukuthi sikhiphe izano embusweni sifuna ukushizano embusweni singele kunye embusweni but abanikeza abantu i-strategy sabo sokuthi labayongena khona embusweni bazobenzelana abantu banjalo bazobasiza kanjani abantu ngoba siyazi kuve izano kudalisa embusweni so inokwazi iyakwazi ukuthi nayo ithembisa abantu ukuthi sizalilekhela imisebenzi abantu nabevume uma bebona nje ukuthi kuthanda ukuba nzima manje baya ngoku-opposa nje kuphela ba-opposa baphikisa bayangabilinga ngale but abazi nendlela yokutshela abantu ukuthi sizoniyezelani uma sesingene embusweni yayibona indaba and nale eyakugula kwama-leaders nje oyi-2 ngibona ngathi isithanda ukuba nenkinga manje sikhombisa nje ukusobala ukuthi abantu laba vele bona ngabantu abafuna ukuyihlalela ngezikhundleni ngaphandle ukuthi beshare nama deputy abo ngoba kumanje uMorgan Tsvangirai lokuthi uyagula ukhona lana waye engabambisi i-deputy yakhe isali imbambele ngale than uthi sizwe lokuthi uyakhuluma unje uyagula unje bayacomplaina ukuthi abantu bakhuluma kanje ngaye but siyambona indlela avela ngayo nje ethombeni ukuthi yena usentekenteke nje angibona ukuthi usangamuntu angakhokhele nje ilizwe nje ngocwele like umongameli wethu-ke siyambona nje naye vele neminyaka seyihambile nje for ukuthi nje ngaphandle kokugula nje vele ngibona ngathi akasenawo amandla ukuthi angaphatheli izinto kuya phambili
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke
ngibona ukuthi angashare naye namajetshuti akhe mhlawumbe-ke ziqhubekele phambili la eshiye khona
hhayi ye siyabonga umnumzana Lunga ongadinelwa kusasa ba
yebo baba hayi ngibongile
yeah that is Mr. Lunga he's talking a lot about you know the proof of residence demand he says it's just unnecessary. It's going to impact a lot of potential voters. And it says there's a lot of vote buying that is done by the ruling party. At the same time, opposition parties do not have something like a selling point for what maybe they're going to do for the people when they get into power. You know, they have nothing according to him. And it says what is worrying mostly is we have two leaders that are ill right now. It says Morgan Tsvangirai and President Mugabe. See, so at the end of the day, these two are not even eligible in terms of, you know, getting voted for because the other one is old and the other one is sick. So why should you vote for such people? That's his opinion there.
Let's go to what some of our people following us on VOA, Shona, our page, are saying there. We have Tendai Stole who says, I'm watching from South Africa. Thank you, Tendai. We have Precious Zwaba who says, watching from Gaborone, Botswana. Spiwe Luka, also watching from South Africa. Then Joseph Majamuse who says, going to an election, it is merely legitimizing ZANU-PF's role as they will steal and find a way to cheat. I'm disappointed with SADC. I'm in West Africa, and ECOWAS is very proactive in the region. Then we have Felix Foxy Joseph who says that's the game of ZANU-PF. Nicholas Chitatu anoti taneta nekudzvinyirirwa taneta tanzwa tayuwira tiri kubirwa mavhoti takahwina kare nyika ndeyedu takangosungwa nevapambi pfumi and then Morgan Chizemo says please call me we'll try to call you Morgan I think Mr. Monzora is back Mr. Monzora
Thank you very much. I suspect I'm a victim of cybercrime.
Indeed. We are going to introduce a bill to make sure that no one interrupts your phone.
Yeah.
Right. I think you were responding to Mr. Mlalazi's allegation that Zek is not credible. And, of course, many are saying you don't have to trust that it will run a credible election. Zimbabwe might end up being another Kenya where elections are disputed.
Yes, Zek is not credible. It has lost the battle for impartiality. The test of impartiality, it has failed it. But I want to say that while Ms. Mlalazi may be right that we shouldn't go to court, he must tell us what else we should do. I think we should do what is called political triangulation, where we will do all the methods. If he asks us to go to the street, we go to the street, we go to the court as well. We shall not donate a forum to ZANU-PF. We shall not say these forums are unfair, and therefore we won't go. We will have to go and keep on knocking. And if we keep on knocking, we will one day succeed. I just want to answer to the general talk about 1980. Mm-hmm. The distinction between 1980 and now is that the 1980 elections were not conducted by Smith's Zek or Mzorek Zek. They were conducted by an independent international body. Mm-hmm. Right now, a Zek which is extremely militarized. Then I want to go to the question commented about Tsvangirai and Mugabe being the same. Tsvangirai and Mugabe has one distinct difference. One is old and the other is not. One has ruined the country and the other one has not. And it is not, if somebody falls ill, that's not a disqualification of running the country. One of the best statesmen on this earth ran his country when he had prostate cancer, and that was Nelson Mandela. So the fact that somebody has an illness, has a condition which they are honest enough to disclose, means that they are honest to the people of Zimbabwe and they can trust the people's lives and the people's vote. So Morgan Tsvangirai is coming back. He is ready to lead Zimbabwe, and we are happy about our friends in the opposition. Right now, six political parties have joined in the court action that took place today. They want to be part of the court action, and we are happy about that solidarity. Those political parties who see things differently but who want us to fight the system are welcome to come with their ideas. And we are very, very happy. We agree with the PDP. That is, Zek is not credible. And that's why we wrote to Mugabe to say Zek must be disbanded and it must be replaced by a SADC and the AU election management body. So that we are in agreement on that. But we are not in agreement to say we should not fight in the court. We should fight in every possible forum until we remove these people.
Thank you so much, Mr. Monzora. Of course, the Americans have a saying that you can walk and chew gum at the same time. That's what you are preferring to do. Let's go to Mr. Mchemwa. Makadiva Mchemwa. Mumemteri redu Mchemwa muripo ere?
Or maybe you can go to Mlalazi, then I'll take a caller. You can go to Mlalazi.
Okay, Mr. Mlalazi, you want to react to that?
Yes. I agree with Mr. Monzora on some of the things that he's saying. Like I said, that I was advising people like Monzora, who still have the energy to engage Zek, that you cannot legitimize a fraud. The more you engage them, the more they think they are legitimate. So I think we need to get to a point now that we must leave Zek and engage them politically. Obviously, they're a political organization. They've shown us those colors, so that is what we need. And at this stage, in terms of the way forward, some of us strongly believe that SADC must step in, and AU also must step in, because Zimbabwe has always been on an agenda for SADC for a long time, for wrong reasons. If they do so, if they step in, it will then help us to create the Zimbabwe we want, to create the Zimbabwe that we know. It can only go on SADC's agenda for good reason at a later stage when they have sorted out this mess, unless if they do not want. But at this stage, I think we need SADC and AU to step in so that we can move forward as a country, so that we can save our people, so that we can stop talking about the issues of leaders that are ill or leaders that are sick, so that our leaders can attend, can be attended in our hospital, so that our people also in Mzarabani can go to Parenya, can go to any other hospital and be attended there. But as long as we do not sort out ZEC politically, or we do not sort out our country politically, we will always have these problems. Therefore, we need to stand up, and SADC must listen to us, AU must listen to us, if they want to solve problems. And let us remember that if they do not sort out these problems in Zimbabwe, they will affect Botswana, they will affect South Africa. So we definitely need them to step in as a body that is responsible. And we as Zimbabweans also must play our role in terms of political engagements. Obviously, like I'm saying, these engagements on the table do not work, will not work. ZEC has shown its true colors by now, we must be knowing. So we need to move forward rather than going backwards with ZEC.
Thank you so much. We have a statement from the Election Resource Center, which was monitoring what was happening in conjunction with some of its partners. Time of opening, their statement is saying ZEC announced that voter registration centers in the 63 districts shall open between 8 a.m. and 4:45 hours. Reports received by the ERC indicate that some polling stations, such as Remembrance Complex in Harare, opened on time, while others opened late, with Gain Supermarket in Lupane and Mashingo District Administrator's Office opened at 9 a.m. and 10 p.m., respectively. On the speed and rate of registration, they are saying, according to reports received by the ERC from various voter registration centers, it took an average of 20 minutes per person. This is contrary to the 4 minutes per registrant that was assured by the Zimbabwe Election Commission during stakeholder engagements. And they are saying of note was the case of ZANU-PF national spokesperson Ambassador Simon Kayamoyo, who took above 18 minutes to register as the fingerprint scanner could not read some of his fingerprints. Interesting. Turned away potential registrants between 8 a.m. and 12:40 hours. The ERC witnessed 5 people being turned away at Remembrance Complex in Harare for failure to produce proof of residence. Further, the absence of a commissioner of oath at some of the voter registration centers exacerbated the situation, as turned away potential registrants had to look for a commissioner of oath somewhere else who charges $1 for an affidavit. And then in Mashingo, they are saying there was no commissioner of oaths on site, while in Harare, the commissioner left the registration center early. Voter registration centers, locations and directions. The ERC noted that some registration centers are either too far from the citizens they are supposed to serve. Of note is the registration centers for Sanyati in Mashonaland West Province, which is located in Kadoma, more than 70 kilometers away. These are some of the things that the organizations that are monitoring elections are saying, and they are also saying in Lupane, the voter registration centers is at Gain Supermarket, not stand number 246 Multipurpose Hall, Kusile Road, District Council Offices, Lupane, as advertised by ZEC.
Yes.
That was misleading. Tinebwe mtereri, vamchemwa, magadi vamchemwa.
I still mchemwa ngani kako.
Vamchemwa.
Umchamo ngazani ngakho.
Apa sizina.
Yeah.
All right, Gibbs.
Sizomnumzana umehluleli. Mehluleli kunjani?
Ngizikona baba njani?
Isiphile kakhulu. Sorry ukuthi sikubambise kakhulu. So, akusitshele wena uzobuthwana ngodabalo. Eh,
sina ngibona nje ukuthi amazimo azenziwa izizuma
la. Yenza so baba, yenza so. Sicela usondele, sicela usondele efonini. Ungayifaka ku speaker phone, sondele sibili ibambe kuhle.
Okay, so kuzwakala
kakhulu, kakhulu. Yeah, qhubeka.
Ngithi senziwa izilima lapha yindlela abeplane ngayo abezanupf lezeki ukuthi bazabisa imali okuzeni imishini eshodayo ukuthi abantu berejiste bayabekwazi ukuthi lapho ezaba khona iyabe ikhava ama-supporters ayo ezanupf. So mbona ngani into eyenzakalayo lapha senziwa izilima nje izanupf akula lapho ukuza ukhetho lolu nje izanupf izaziwinela nje ekusegcekeni.
So bona zani ikukurika wangkona noko ujalo ukucatshangelwa.
Yeah, lokho ku obvious lokho babadube lokho. Bakulo kunyiza iPF sizwinela nje singaqala ukuvota.
So manje kwenzweni anti yabonthi lapha ke umnumzana uMonzola labanye bakhe. Sibehambisa udaba lolu kwemthethwandaba. Ubona into yaphuma ni kona.
Vele iminyaka yonke sihleli kudlalwa ngemthethwandaba but akulanto ephumelelayo.
Pokuthi
umgabe lwana sam sizamhloniphe sezingene ebhokisini kefe abantu lokhu esimhloniphe amazimbabwenzi asukume ekhanya ukuthi afuna ukucorrecte something ezimbabwe
nxa usithi asukume ayiregister phela
no nizama ukuthi asizame lathi ukuthi siyafuna ukuthi kuchangise ukuthi kufuneka ichange ezimbabwe nxa lokhu sikhuluma ngemthethwandaba siyelelale at the end izanupf iyabusa emthethwandaba kakusoze sicontrole lutho. Izeki under iZANU-PF akula nto ezahamba kahle manje let's fight for freedom.
Njani?
Let's fight like ibona uTunisia Egypt benzani oloko zeno Libya yenzani asizame lapho amazimo benza ukuthi kuchange lapho siyakhona
ungena esitalatini
ukuthi ufuna ilizwe libe njani.
Hayi ke siyakuzwa ke mnumzana
ngomlomo nje la ngemthethwandaba kula lapho siyawina khona.
Kodwa thina sikhuthaza ukuthi abantu bengadubulani phela njengoba sikujwayele.
Ngiyakuzwa. Ngiyakuzwa but okusalayo ukuthi iZANU-PF izabe lokhu isicontrola lokhu isidlalisa nje njengama tennis ball lokhu isibhambisa.
Paul zabhamba kuze kuthini?
Hayi mhlawu umgabe efile maybe kola bungaba lesandinga ekhanya as long ephila yena it's nothing ezacaca.
Hayi mnumzana mehluleli mbongile kakhulu baba.
Hayi siyabonga baba.
Yeah, so that was Mr. Mehluleli and he's saying that you know this is a great plan by Zek and ZANU-PF. They want to bring just a few machines so that they can only register their own people and they know where the registering people that maybe most of their supporters are in those locations. So he says, you know, it's high time Zimbabwe should stand up really and maybe make some public protests and all those kind of things. He says that matters most other than going to the courts and all those kind of things. And he says, Zimbabweans, please stand up, according to him. Yeah.
Let's go to Mr. Monzora. Is he on the line?
Yes, I'm back on the line.
You heard what... the ERC observed. What is your take on all that?
We totally agree with that. In fact, in Mashingo, the ZEC said, the machine said there is no Ward 7. When Ward 7 has existed since 1980 in Mashingo. So, one, it's that the ZEC officials are ill-prepared. It took me 30 minutes to get registered. It took President Mugabe quite a lot of time to get registered. It has taken Simon for 18 minutes to be registered, whereas these machines are designed to register a person every 4 minutes. So these people are taking 400% of the time that is earmarked for that in order to do the job. That shows that they are not trained because they are taking border gazes. The youth officers, these are the people who are being taken. We have received reports that some teachers were returned from Dare, from Rusabe.
the ASEC officials don't want teachers, they want border agencies instead. We want this to be a transparent exercise. We want this to be a fair exercise. It is incredibly important for Zimbabwe to have a free and fair election. It means investors will come. It means our poverty will go. But if we have these elections which are mafia-type, then we are heading nowhere. We agree totally with the report. It is very accurate. And we have received similar reports as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, baba mlalazi sike sithaya ngesintu sibili nqa ukuthi enkundleni kulo Nompembe. Unompembe iphinde futhi enguye odlala ibhora njalo enguye ongogoalkeeper engumgadli konke lokhu. Kambe ubonani kungaphumani? Phela asikho khona okwezekho ukuthi bayilokhu lalokhu lalokhu. So ke manje libona nzani kungaphumelela yini ukuthi bayenze khona ukuthiwa yi-transparent process?
Hayi, khona eqinisweni akulanto ezaphuma. Ngikhumbula komnye umnyaka kule indoda ethiwa nguPaul Swela yake yathi madoda asi sukumenini omama babopha amarogwe sesifika esikhathini se-resistance where we must stand up sithi hayi into leka yindawo thina sigcina lapha asisakhulumisani size silungise lolu hlelo. I think sesifanele sifike kuleso sikhathi where i-resistance njengomunye umlaleli umzila ukuthi abantu bavele sebesibona kathi e-Libya balungisa njani okwabo kathi e-Egypt benza kanjani. Yikho osofanele sifike khona, akula ngenye indlela ngokuthi sihambe kuhlelo lwama-elections sifike silona siphonona singene sidliwe kuleyo election bese siphuma sikhono nendalo kakubasizi abantu bakithi. Abantu bakithi, they want a solution. And in this case, i-solution ikhanya ingendlela eyi-one. The legal comfort that is remaining for our people, enale encane nje, we must sacrifice it now and stand up peacefully and refuse and say, signala, izeki kayihambe lo mgabe wayo.
So ngicela ukuthi nje ubukubake kamnandi sibili kakhulu ngesintu phonga ukuthi just less than a minute ngesikhiwa phonga cha kona.
I think we have reached a boiling point in our country where we cannot go any further complaining and mourning about Zeki and ZANU-PF stealing elections. We have come to a boiling point where we are saying enough is enough. If the people of Libya did it, if the people of Tunisia, Egypt, and other countries, who are Africans, by the way, did it, why can't we do it also? We must get to a point where we sacrifice the little comfort that is remaining and stand up and say enough is enough. Peacefully we resist ZANU-PF and ZEC.
Thank you so much. Stand on the line there. Stay on the line, sorry. Silo Mazulu, lapho sicinga necholojo. Mazulu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, baba.
Yeah, kunjani necholojo kola ngapha?
Hayi, kuright, kuchisa kuphela.
Akutsho ke nantu daba, Mazulu.
Hayi, mina ngiyakuzwa konke lokho okukhulunywa ngabantu. Abantu siphonga ukukhuluma ngomlomo. Kona kuthi ngabe abantu siyarejista siyevota sikhiphe phela nezane sithi kasiyifuni ayikhona ukuyikhipha ngomlomo.
Nxa ufika khona ngalo usasazama ukuyabhalisa uzokuthiwa ibizo lakho singeke salifaka ngoba awula i-proof of residence. Pho kumele wenzeni, Mazulu?
Kufanele uyodinga i-proof of residence. Vele siyakwazi sonke elizweni lakithi ukuthi nxa usiyabhalisa ukuvota uhamba nesithupha kumbe nepasipoti kumbe ne-ID yakho.
Ye, so ke akukhulume nabantu bezimbabwe ukubatshele sibili ukuthi kumele kwenziweni xa ufuna ukuyarejista.
Kumele sihambe siyerejista abantu bakithi singakhulumi ngomlomo soko sithi izani umgabi izani umgabi. Asihambeni sonke ngobuningi siyerejista sivote siyenze lokho esikufisayo.
Nxa bangawalela-ke Mazulu khola ngale befike bethi hhayi sibone ngazani akuhambe kuhle kumele ugcine usenzani kodwa?
Hhayi, kumele ngibambe ngamandla ngidinga ibizo lami ngize ngilithole ukwenzela ukuthi ngivote ngoba vele ndesifiso sokuvota ngikhiphe izandla.
Kodwa wena usubhalisile yini kula ngaphe tsholojo?
Akukafiki kithi ngaphetshile izina.
Ubathini?
Hayi, asikezwa. Bengize abantwana besikolweni bebeya bekhuluma bethi kuthiwa siyaqala mhlaka 22 ukubhalisa esikolo.
Wesikolo, isikolo kuthiwa kuyini?
Ngiyahamba ngiyobhalisa.
Ye, kuthiwa kuyini isikolo senu?
Ithilizina school.
Oh, ithilizina, eh?
Eh.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Posele ukugcina amaZulu.
Hayi, ngiyakukhuthaza abantu bakithi. Sikhuthaleni sobona siyavoti kakhulu thina abantu abangomama. Siyephulela amalungelo kakhulu. So kumele siyevota siwine kwezele ukuthi sithole ilungelo lethu.
Sibonge kakhulu maZulu, ungadinela kusasa ntombi endala.
Hayi, ngibonile baba.
Ye, kuhle kunjani. So that was maZulu. She's in Tsholojo and she's saying that they are going to start the registration exercise sometime this week. So, but she's very concerned about Zimbabweans. She says Zimbabweans talk too much and too little, you know. So she says, go and register to vote, period. And people know what to carry, you know. Says, you know, it's an ID, proof of residence. Why not carry those if you can have them? So do that, according to her. Yeah.
Regai tichi zokere kuna va monzora. Vamonzora tichukura kuti vanhu vatotanga kunyoreswa murukurudzira henyu vanhu kuti vaende kunonyoresa. Chii chamuri kuda kuti chitange chanyatsoitwa kuti zvinzi vanhu vaakunyoreswa mune zvakanaka pasina mutauro?
Chekutanga toda kuti vanhu vacho vave nezvitupa kunyoresa. Chechipiri tiri kuti isu iri kunzi proof of residence iyi. Munhu ngaangonyora tsamba yake inotaura kuti anogara kati. Zvekuti zvodirwa nemalawyers izvi kupedza nguva zvako ikoko. Saka ndokurudzira yatakachida kuita muzeki kuti munhu anofanira kuregista ngaakwanise kuregista. Asi zvatiri kunyanya kutaurawo ndezvekuti vanhu vedu ngavaende kuenda kuvhota. Angowana mukana ngaaite prioritize kuenda kunoregista kuvhota. Ndiyo chete nzira yatinobvisa nayo hurumende iyi. Nokuti tikaregedza kunovhota zvakare vanongodzokazve ivo vana Mugabe ava votiurayira nyika yedu zvakare. Asi zvatinyanya kudawo isu ndezvekuti masenda acho awande, mavota registration center acho awande, nokuti takabvumirana kuti panoregistira munhu ndo paanovhotera. Saka zvikoro kwavanovhotera padhuze pane kwavari kuendeswa kumadhistrict uko. Saka munhu anongofamba pachikoro panofamba mwana wake wechikoro achienda osvika oregistra ipapo. Takabvumirana zvakare kuti registration iyi pasenda imwe naimwe, pachikoro kana pakliniki imwe naimwe inofanira kutora 16 days vanhu vachiregistra ipapo. Asi hatisina vimbo yokuti zeki ichaita zvayakataura. Asi toda kuti tizivise ruzhinji kuti toda kuti tinoenda kunovhota. Asi patinoti taakuda kuita action, munhu wese ngatipinde kuti macho tigodemonstrata kuti vanhu veZimbabwe havachadi madistoro ari kuitwa nechihurumende ichi. Tiri kuda sarudzo dzakachena, tiri kuda mutungamiri anosarudzwa nesarudzo dzakachena, kwete mutungamiri anosarudzwa zvekeeja.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamonzora. Regai tiende kuvateereri. Totanga namukoma Donald. Makadii mukoma Donald?
Ndofara mukoma Blessing. Makadii kona mukoma Chris ikoko?
Namukoma Gibbs. Aiwa tiri right zvedu.
Namukoma Gibbs, ya.
Right. Mukoma Donald, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndoda kukwazisa vamonzora. Ndoda inini nyaya ndiri kuona apa ndoda kuti pakaita era huru chaiyo chaiyo, mukoma Blessing. Era iri kuitika vanhu vekuZimbabwe tinoita sekuti tinongova tinongo, hatizivi kuti tinofunga sei kana kuti tinoona sei, tinoonera zvinhu padhuzedhuze. Nyaya huru iripo apa ndoda kutaura kuna honorable wedu vamonzora. Nyaya yakaitika mistake ndeyekuti pakutenda mishini yekuChina ndo pakataita mistake. Vangade vakatoratidzira vakatoti no demalog iyi, vangade vakapa demalog yekugermany ya identification system. Ndopakade pakatanga nyaya ipopo, vangade vakazviramba zvakazivwa kuti matenda upo waChina, ndopavangade vakatanga kuramba. Asi muri kuona naproblems zvakaitika kunzi munhu unoita 18 minutes achiregista, vamwe vanoita 4 minutes.
Goma Donald, rinogona kunge risiri dambudziko remushina asi kuti maybe vanhu vacho havana kunzidziswa nekuti vanga vakunzi 2 days amuone here kuti pamwe vamugabe vanenge vakakurumidza kumedza kutsenga vachada pavakati Zeki ngaitange kunyoresa vanhu iyo Zeki ichirudzidzisa vanhu.
Ndezvimwe izvozvo kuti vakazongomanyira kutaura madays but pasati pava neurongwa hwakati tasa-tasa hwekuti zvinhu zvarongeka here zvokuti zvingakwanisa kuzodii kuzoti vanhu vanyorese zvichibuda panguva iyo yavanenge vatara. Ndiro chete periodi yavakatara idoko tichiona kuti zvinhu zvazvati zvaungana hatimu kuona ende tichasa ukama hwemusangano unonzi wezanup f nechina musangano ukama hwakabva kare hwechipasi chigare zvokuti ipapo ndo pavangade vakaona vana vamozora kutika apa ndo pavangade vakatanga kungoramba vanhu voratidzira sezvoita vanhu vekuno South Africa tingadeka kangovaramba kungoti hano iGermany ngaipo ichitenda chete izvi zvokuzoti vabvuma iko zvino vako iye kumakota ndione chibudirira kungotambawo nenguva hapana chinobudirira mukoma Blessing
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald. That's Donald. Thank you so much. Donald is saying that the first mistake was to allow Zek to procure these BVR kits from China. He's saying that it should have gone to a German company.
So he believes that these are Xinjiangs, eh?
Indeed. He says China is too close to ZANU-PF, and, you know, they can be tempered with gifts.
Yes, but it's slow, but it's not cool. What's your name? I'm not
cool.
I'm cool. It's got to go to a post. Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to go to a desktop and net bed. In proof of resident, I'm going to go to an iPad and iPad system.
Yeah, what's your name?
Okay, into anything I want to go to actually to Kima and be in the evening.
So, what are we are we like in what you are going to
go? I have followed a voter in Katia and Okuluma.
I want to go to what would buy a palace of Pinda Wheel South. I was a watch people.
Evantina Chambona, the Kanaga Kulubati, no more thing of water with a rica. So, when I ran up for no way of water over Velo Child over rica. Uchota abantu bona bafuna ukuzivisela endaweni endala lizabelelo betha kuqedwa lutho ngomlomo.
Pho manje kumele kwenziweni
sibakhulu. Ke ukuvota ikwembona kulungile ukuthi sikambe sivote sifuna ukuthi yaphikelele into yakhe ukurika okanjani since start esinye step.
Hayi ke siyabonga mnumzana ongadinwa kusasa.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's asking one fundamental question. If you have a birth certificate or and an ID card, are you allowed to vote you know? Says maybe not, but then can you consult your crawl head, you know, in terms of, you know, him writing something for you to say you stay in a certain place? So then my response was perhaps yes.
Va Monzora manzwa zviri kutaurwa nemwe tererwe duyu kuti mungadzokorora zvinodiwa kuti uende kuno register ngachitine birth certificate unganyorese.
Yeah, birth certificate, ID card, and then can you approach your crawl head?
Okay.
To say, can I have a proof of residence?
Vamudzora.
Chekutanga ndechekuti kana uri chitupa chako chisina kunyorwa kunzi alien. Chisina A uya uya. Unogona kungoenda nechitupa chete ne proof of residence yako. Hapana need ye birth certificate. Saka proof of residence ii tsamba yakasabhuku inoita, tsamba yakanzela inoita. Affidavit raunonyora iwewe uchiti ndinogara pakati rodhindwa na commissioner of courts rinoita zvakare. So kana tsamba yemagetsi, tsamba yemvura, tsamba yefoni inongoratidza zita rako neadresi yako iproof of residence zvakare. Asi kana chitupa chako china AU alien uya chinoda kuti vanoda kuziva kuti uri chizvarwa cheZimbabwe here. Saka vanoda birth certificate rako rinoratidza kuti wakabarwa muZimbabwe. Saka ndipo chete paunoenda nebirth certificate rako kana chitupa chako china AU ya.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, maybe you can just...
Yeah, mlala zvokucina nje kupela, just to say, what is the next step? 10 seconds. I think Ms. Amlala is out there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. We want to thank our guests this evening, MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora, and also Mr. Fortune Mlalazi of the People's Democratic Party. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer, signing off and saying have a blessed evening. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.